This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, the only show on national radio where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That number is 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And it's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And this is your first time doing radio. Welcome to Free Talk Live. It's good to have you on. So, one of the most interesting things I've been hearing circulating in the United States lately is this notion of wearing two masks.
And I've seen the headlines.
Yeah, it's been going around for quite a while, but lately it's just been amping up. And, you know, the Biden administration, when they were sworn in, they had people there wearing two masks. And it's just, I want to know, why are we stopping it too? I mean, if we're going to be idiots about this.
If you wear two masks, it means you care twice as much.
Why aren't they wearing goggles?
Yes, they should also be.
Right, because Fauci did say that, you know, if you really were serious, you should wear goggles. And we don't see very many people doing that.
We don't, but I have seen one person,
really?
not in person, but on social media, wearing goggles and a mask and everything. And it's just W, man. They look kind of reptilian with that setup, to be totally honest. I mean, all human recognition is wiped away at that point.
Yeah, it's so crazy. And that's what really the masks are really just awful about is... They take away people's humanity and the ability to read another person's face and their expressions and all of the nonverbal communication that goes on when you can see what someone is, expressing.
We used to laugh at one of our coworkers who wore one of the face shields because it looked so silly. But now that I've gotten used to it, I vastly prefer looking at him versus looking at one of these people in the mask because I can actually see this person smile.
Right.
And that's invaluable as a... one human being to another, but with the mask, you can't. If I say something sarcastic, there's no visual indicator whatsoever that I'm being sarcastic. For all I know, I just sound mean.
Serious, yeah. Or whatever, yeah.
But they say two heads are better than one, but can the same be said for masks, ask USA Today. The answer is yes, according to Dr. Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert. But it's not really yes. Listen to what he says. So if you have a physical covering with one layer, you put another layer on, it just makes common sense that it likely would be more effective. That's the reason you see people either double masking or doing a version of an N95. So he's not even sure. You know, he hasn't done any scientific studies on
likely.
This. He's just like, it'll probably be more effective.
Right. Common sense is not the same thing as scientific studies. And even if there were scientific studies that showed it, I still don't care because all of this is over a bunch of fear-mongering that has to do with, you know, an infection that is barely going to kill anyone.
And that has not affected anyone in the keen libertarian group to any substantial degree whatsoever. I mean, we know a few people who have gotten it, but all of them have come through just fine.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think any of them have even been hospitalized. And we've been some of the most socializing, flagrantly violating these governor's orders all along.
I think I had it when I met Ian.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I might have had it, and I have no idea. There was a guy.
We didn't die, so.
Yeah. Well, there was a guy in his 60s here who owns a business who got it, and he didn't have any issue.
Nope. I have a few. We have a coworker now who has it, and of course, he's 20 something years old. I think he's 21, so he's going to be just fine. But the level of fear that people have about this, I mean, crippling anxiety because, oh no, I have COVID-19. Am I going to survive? Like, dude. You're 21 years old. You're going to be fine.
Of course you are. You know, how many people, quote-unquote, have it, but actually have just a false positive? So, do you really have it? Or did you just test as though you had it? Because this PCR test that they've talked about with the number of revolutions, that the more they have these revolutions, the more sensitive it is to just noise, basically.
Right.
And it'll trigger as positive. Well, apparently... allegedly, I've seen this report. I have not. I don't read medical reports, so I don't really know what I'm looking at. But supposedly, according to the Reopen New Hampshire group, there was some sort of government issue notice that went out to change down the revolutions on these PCR tests. So to reduce the number of them, it went out the same day Biden took office, apparently.
Really?
So because they're reducing the number of them, they won't get as many positive results.
Right.
Purportedly.
So it'll make Biden look like he's achieved something.
It'll make Biden look like he has lowered the number of cases.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, what they're effectively doing with these PCR tests, and this has been talked about extensively, it's not a conspiracy theory. They're amplifying it beyond the realms of being useful. It's just like with audio. You know, you may not have actual interference in your audio setup. If you crank up the gain to 100 decibels, you're going to hear some background noises that aren't actually really there just because you cranked it up too much to be useful.
And we're not just saying this. I mean, there actually were doctors who came to one of the local meetups that we had here for cryptocurrency. They've been to more than one of them.
Right.
And they explained in, you know, doctorese what's going on with these PCR tests. So, like, this isn't some sort of crazy conspiracy theory. There are other doctors who will tell you, yeah, that's how these tests work. Yes, they are ramping up these revolutions, and that's a problem.
Well, didn't the guy who invented the PCR test come out and say, hey, it was never supposed to be done like this? It was never supposed to be used for this?
I think he said something about you shouldn't diagnose things with this.
So double masking was in the spotlight last week during President Joe Biden's inauguration, where several high-profile officials and celebrities were photographed wearing two masks.
Right.
As you said, they care twice as much.
And as you say, why not care 5, 10 times as much, 20 times as much?
That is what I want to know. Because I can't imagine, like, I know wearing one cloth mask makes breathing difficult. I can't imagine. I'm tempted to experiment with to see how much more difficult wearing two masks actually make breathing. But I don't understand why you would just stop at two. They say a study published in this peer-reviewed journal called Matter in July... doesn't sound like it's actually going to prove to be a peer-reviewed journal, but that's what they called it, found that wearing two masks could increase protection from virus particles by 50% up to 75%.
Could.
So if we're dealing with diminishing returns here, three masks would give you 87.5%, right?
Why don't you just shove one of the masks in your mouth all the way? That way, you know, it stops any amount of, you know, breathing pressure from reaching the front of your mouth.
It soaks up the spit.
That is the goal of the mask, evidently, and they say we found that the particle removal efficiency of many surgical-style masks could be improved by up to 50% by simply snugging the mask material to the face. In the lab, we did this by adding a nylon stocking, but also tested other elastic layers such as gaiters and tights and found that they also solved the problem of cutting off air leaking in from around the mask, because you don't want air coming into your mouth or your nose. That's certainly not.
That's a bad thing now.
Americans' renewed interest in double masking also comes as variants that appear to be more contagious emerge from the United Kingdom, South Africa, Brazil, and California.
Oh, a more contagious version of the thing that's probably not going to kill you.
Well, they say the one in the United Kingdom, they're calling B1.1.7, might be deadlier in addition to being more contagious. Why are they naming these variants this? The 501Y.V2 variant.
See, you can't possibly track them all. It's overwhelming. You just need to hide inside your house.
Well, just like the common cold, COVID-19 evolves and mutates so quickly that it can't be predicted.
Unlike the common cold, everyone cares about this for whatever reason. No one cares about how often the common cold, you know, has a modification, how often it changes. And it has, as you point out, it has changed, I don't know how many times over. We don't know.
Well, we've always been told that they couldn't create a vaccine for it because, it just evolves and mutates so quickly, just like the other coronaviruses, like COVID-19. Mm-hmm. But no, suddenly they can create a vaccine for this one, even though it would appear that the vaccine is not actually very good against some of these new strains.
Right. Presumably they'll have to create new vaccines for all of the strains, and then all the people who ever want to travel again will have to get all the vaccines.
I
hope we don't get to that point.
Biden said in a statement somewhere, I don't remember where exactly it was, but that all Americans who want a vaccine should be able to get one by May. What about the Americans who don't want the vaccine, though? I've heard no talk of the Biden administration actually trying to make mandatory vaccines. But what if I don't want one? I realize this...
There's a camp for people like us.
We don't get the camp, man. They kill us on the way to the camp.
Maybe so.
So the gold standard N95 masks are still hard to find and should be reserved for healthcare workers on the front lines of the pandemic, but experts say KF94 masks from South Korea are a good second option. But why?
I'm so tired of all the experts and the mask developments and all the... There's like this whole industry of masks and innovation in masks, and everybody just loves patting themselves on the back for how heroic they are, and it's just so sick.
I really wish I could turn off Wish suggestions for masks, because I've never shopped for masks on Wish.
But they keep pushing them.
But they keep suggesting to me. I was like, look, just get this out of my suggestions entirely. Yeah. But they've built off algorithms. There's no way for me to actually adjust it. Are you sick of this crap? I don't think it's going away anytime soon. What do you think? 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
Tired of cancel culture? Sick of mega tech corporations holding an axe over your head? Join the LRN.fm Matrix chat server. It's self-hosted, so no one else can tell us what to do or say. Don't like the existing channels? You can make your own. You can even connect into some of our channels from other Matrix servers. It's federated. For the full LRN.fm Matrix experience, though, you should join our server via the step-by-step instructions at chat.lrn.fm. chat.lrn.fm.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. 855 Talk Radio that you control. 603-283-6160 is the call-in line. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Aria, Ian, and Bonnie. And Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. And once you do that, you'll find all sorts of useful information neatly organized by your needs, so you no longer really have an excuse to ignore this important world-changing information. But if you are a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, bitcoin.com. You can also find a local Bitcoin's competitive area where you can buy and sell Bitcoin Cash in a decentralized way directly from other users. That's local.bitcoin.com. So let's go to the phones. We've got Jimmy calling from Missouri. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I'd like to inform you all about the new Ross Ulbricht movie coming out this year called Silk Road. It looks pretty good.
Is it a Ross Ulbricht documentary, or is it a documentary about the Silk Road? And do you know whether or not it's weighted against or for Ross?
It is. It looks like it's for Ross, actually.
That would be a pleasant development.
Basically, it talks about him starting up the Silk Road, and the feds trying to take him down, and the only way they can take them down is by manufacturing evidence against them to, try and get them on the assassin thing, you know?
The what thing?
The assassin. Huh?
The what thing? Where they accused him of hiring a hitman?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the charge that was dismissed with prejudice?
Yeah.
Do you know who's behind the movie?
Huh?
Do you know who's making the movie?
Let's see here. It is it's made by the director is Tiller Russell.
What was it? What was the first name? Russell? What?
Tiller Russell.
Okay.
But it has some big names like Jason Clarke, who's been in Watchmen, The Great Gatsby, a lot of big name movies.
Do you know when it's slated to release?
Looks like 2021.
March 11th.
Okay. Cool. Well, give us a call when it airs and let us know what you think about it. I'm probably not going to watch it just because I don't have a lot of time to sit around and watch documentaries. Jimmy, thank you so much for the call. I'm glad to hear that the movie doesn't sound like a hit piece.
I'm going
to
guess this is a dramatization rather than a documentary. But I'm not sure. Meaning, like, you know, it's more of a movie.
Sort of like the Waco dramatization.
Yeah, where they sort of make a movie, like, about what happened as, dramatizing it.
We've also got James calling from Texas. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
LRN.FM.
The same call it out button. So close, though.
Not even close, actually. He didn't get close at all.
No. But anyway.
It's easier for us than ever to dump.
It is, and it immediately rebuilds. So even if I hadn't got him off the line in time, failure, dude. We're an actual radio show. We actually have a thing called a dump button. So bad news for Telegram. A former U.S. ambassador is taking Google and Apple to court for Telegram allowing presumably white nationalists to use their platform. I don't really understand what the story is, but you also brought it in, so do you want to take it?
Well, I actually don't have that story in front of me, but I did have it in show prep. It's pulled up on the computer that you're on. But as I understand it, Telegram is being, Apple is being sued. According to AppleInsider.com, is where my story is from, that they're being sued by the Coalition for a Safer Web for failing to remove access to Telegram while still blocking Parler, and is also alleged that it's being used by hate groups and so-called extremists to attack the Capitol. So they filed this last week at the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California, According to the Coalition for a Safer Web, they charged Apple with allowing Telegram to be available in the App Store. This, quote, despite Apple's knowledge that Telegram is being used to intimidate, threaten, and coerce members of the public. Now, we do know that Telegram is a centralized app.
It sounds like he needs I forget his name. Durov?
Yeah. Pavel Durov, the founder of Telegram?
It sounds like he needs to get rid of the centralization part entirely.
Mm-hmm. Well, then it'd just be a matrix.
Well, I'm not hearing a reason not to do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
other than the fact that Telegram has a sleeker and easier to use interface than Matrix does.
Yeah, Telegram's had, you know, a lot more development time put into it, and it seems like Durov has basically, from what I understand, just spent his personal fortune operating the thing. There were news stories just a few weeks ago saying that Telegram is finally planning to add advertisements to Telegram, and their plan for ads for Telegram is to only put ads in what they call the Telegram channels. So channels, for listeners that aren't familiar, are sort of a one-way broadcast medium for Telegram. Normally, Telegram is a chat room app where people interact. Channel is where you can follow the posts of a certain individual. So, say Donald Trump, if he were on Telegram, or another person you want to follow, they can post to their channel. I know, Aria, you and I, we both have these things. And so they're talking about in like popular channels that they would put advertisements in those.
So okay. Until now,
there's been no monetization for Telegram. It's just been him throwing money at this thing.
Yeah, that's tragic.
Right? Like, you can't upgrade your Telegram account to get extra features. Like, there's no monetization whatsoever.
No, but if we did have some sort of way to donate, like, cryptocurrency to him, mm-hmm. I'm sure a significant portion of Telegram users would do so.
And maybe there is. I've never looked into it.
I haven't either. Yeah. I'm going to look into that at some point,
They've never asked. You know, the whole time I've had Telegram, they've never said, hey, here's where you can donate for this great app. Because it is a great app, and we've gotten a ton of use out of it. But, you know, decentralizing would be a way to help this situation, but it wouldn't solve the issue with the App Store. Because the App Store is run by Apple, and, you know, even if you did decentralize, all they would have to say is, well, hey, now you can't do anything about these terrorist rooms. Mm-hmm. Well, now we're gonna delete your app. Whereas before, Telegram has removed certain rooms from their app. They have done some level of, you know, centrally managing what's available via Telegram. So, you know, they're not completely censorship-free.
No, but that's more of a CYA thing, a cover-your-own-butt thing. So I get why they would do that.
Because they want to be on the App Store. Because they want people to be able to download and install the app. If you're using an iPhone product, then you may or may not be aware you can only install the things that the App Store allows you to install. If it's not there, it's not on your phone.
I mean, WhatsApp just made a bunch of people angry with changes to their terms of use of services, and this is what's sending all of these people to Signal and Telegram and alternative places in the first place. But if Telegram and Signal get pulled from the Apple Store, you haven't solved the problem of big tech controlling your communication abilities. This is why, although I'm no fan of Google, the Android platform is infinitely better than the Apple one, because I can just go to a third-party app store.
Correct.
There are tons of them, some less reputable than others, but with Apple, you can't do that. Your apps are 100% controlled by what Apple allows you to have, and that's scary.
A huge problem.
603-283-6160 is the call-in line. That's 603-283-6160.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch an itch, and he started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The feds are purchasing an additional 200 million doses of coronavirus vaccines. President Biden, hosting an event at the White House, also says distribution of vaccines to states will be significantly ramped up.
We will increase overall weekly vaccination distributions to states, tribes, and territories from 8.6 million doses to a minimum of 10 million doses.
A temporary restraining order is being issued over the Biden administration's pause on deportations. A Texas federal judge issued the ruling on Tuesday, citing the Administrative Procedure Act. Texas AG Ken Paxton sued the new administration last week, saying the Trump administration in Texas reached an agreement before Biden was sworn in, requiring consultation before any deportation changes are made. This is USA Radio News. The entire Senate sworn in as jurors ahead of the second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump. All 100 members of the upper chamber taking the oath of office, including Vermont Senator Pat Leahy, who is the presiding officer over the trial. The trial set to begin February 8th. Regarding impeaching President Trump, Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Fox News,
I know that common sense is illegal in Washington, D.C., But I think a fair-minded, rational person would ask Congress to vote to file a declaratory judgment action to ask the Supreme Court to rule on the constitutionality of impeaching a president who isn't president before we put the country through this.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow losing 23 points to close at 3937. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160 is the call-in line. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And we're talking about Telegram and ways that you can decentralize your life away from big tech. Well, we here at Free Talk Live, we've actually put a social network together. We're a social media network where you can join with like-minded libertarians and listeners of Free Talk Live. You can find it at social.freetalklive.com. It's running Mastodon.
Yeah, I gotta say, I'm liking it.
I'm liking it as well, and it's got a surprising number of users. I mean, considering...
For 2 weeks, basically. Yeah.
I think it has more users than we have on the Matrix server. Although
I think it does.
I haven't actually counted or compared the two.
It's a lot easier to get on the Mastodon than to get on Matrix. I mean, Matrix, there's like a step-by-step thing you gotta go through. You can't get any of the steps wrong. With Mastodon, it's your typical, you know, username, yeah, email address, sign up.
Then just, if you want to use an app, install Tusky or one of its competitors.
Or, like, a bunch of other ones. I mean, there literally are multiple apps for every operating system.
Right, because it's decentralized. Yeah. Anyone, I mean, it's all open source, so anyone who wants to code an app that, you know, right, can work with it can do that.
Some apps work across, like, Windows, Linux, and Mac, but some are Linux only, and then some are iOS only. So there's just a ton of them out there. And I actually installed 4 different apps on the studio computer and whittled it down over time. Like, okay, this one's not that great. This is the best one. So,
Whalebird?
Whalebird is the one that I'm liking so far.
Is it available for mobile?
I don't know. I don't think it is.
Okay.
I think it might be desktop only.
Anyway, check it out, social.freetalklive.com. There's also a Matrix server that you can find at chat.freetalklive.com. They're all cool things that you can do so that, you know, no one, I mean, in theory, we could censor you, but we don't particularly want to do that.
I don't enjoy having to use the dump button.
No.
But we will
The dump button is different, though. I mean, we have to follow the FCC rules if we want to stay on the air.
Right.
We don't have to follow anyone's rules to maintain social.freetalklive.com.
That's what's so cool about it.
And you make the rules.
Yeah, and we can get back into the Telegram story because there is more about them being sued.
But before we do that, let's go to the phone. We've got Scott calling from Florida. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
I should say Apple being sued.
Good evening, Aria, Ian, and Abania. I hope you're all right.
We're great.
Hello, Scott. What's on your mind tonight?
This is what's on my mind. Each passing day, I get more outraged with the United States government.
Man, I mean, you have been outraged for a long time. I mean, how have you not reached the maximum outrage yet?
I am, but I'll tell you what constrains me. I don't want to be incarcerated, and I look at our government, and I see cops, and I at the inauguration, how eager with National Guardsmen and CIA, FBI. A whole alphabet soup, ATF, oh my God, of agents on top of agents. And you know what? COVID doesn't scare the hell out of me, but I'll tell you what does. The infringement of our civil liberties, that America is already a totalitarian government. And I'm going to tell you something. There is good news. There is a silver lining, and this is a silver lining, and I want to discuss it with you. I predict that before 2021 is out, the bottom will fall out of this horrible, phony economy. And when that happens, you're going to have 100 million unemployed, millions homeless and starving, no stimulus, a phony vaccine, a stock market that crashes, and the final icing on the cake, the U.S. dollar will melt down.
When it's already begun. I mean, the dollar has already been printed at record levels in the year 2020. And also, I had a story from Bloomberg tonight. The U.S. has suffered the sharpest rise in poverty rate in more than 50 years as of the end of 2020. Since the 1960s, it was the sharpest rise in poverty. A study found from University of Chicago and Notre Dame that the poverty rate increased by 2.4 percentage points during the latter half of 2020 as the U.S. continued to suffer the economic impacts, they say, from COVID-19, but we all know what the real reason is. It's the government and their restrictions.
Scott, I'm curious why you would characterize this as a silver lining and, you know, good news. You said 100 million people are going to be unemployed and starving.
Because if that's what it takes for the overthrow of the United States government, then so be it. This government is evil. And when I mean government, I'm specifically talking about Zionist occupied government. And your listeners will wonder, what does that mean? What is Zionist occupied government? There's an old saying, and I'm sure you've heard it, find out who you're forbidden to criticize, and they're the people that control everything.
Well, we criticize everybody here on Free Talk Live, Scott, but what if it weren't Zionist occupied? Then would it be okay what they do to people?
Absolutely not.
So what's the difference?
Not. Say that again?
So why do you, why are you obsessed with it being Zionist occupied? Because if you'd already admitted that people who are not Zionists who are using power over others are doing undesirable things, then why focus on this sort of other thing over here when we can say, hey, look, it's all these power seekers that are doing this?
Because it happens to be international Jewry that does control everything.
I have a question for you, Scott the Bigot. Do you hate Ashkenazi Jews?
I hate international Jews, and what I mean by that is international...
What does that mean?
I hate international Jews. International Jews are those like Michael Bloomberg, Mark Zuckerberg, George Soros, the Rothschilds, those that reach
I never
the
heard Mark Zuckerberg
pinnacles.
Was a Jew.
Say that again?
I never heard that Mark Zuckerberg was a Jew.
Of course he is. He's not Irish. Of course he's Jewish. and he controls Facebook, just like Michael Bloomberg controls
I'm not Irish.
Bloomberg News. Just like the Sulzberger family controls the New York Times, all the news is unfit to print. Between Wall Street, Washington...
That just suggests to me that, you know, Jews are very adept business people.
Yeah, and he only selects the Jewish business people to mention. You know, I mean,
sure.
You don't go down the list of successful
Christians.
There's
Elon Musk and, as you mentioned, plenty of successful Christians.
Is Musk a Christian?
He's a Christian, I believe. Yes.
Okay, interesting.
Unless he changed his name. Jews are always changing their names. But anyway,
Jack Dorsey of Twitter, he's not Jewish, is he?
No, he's not Jewish.
He controls one of the largest social media networks in the world. I'm seeing a few glaring holes in your whole Jews run the world problem here, Scott.
Oh, no, there's not glaring at all. In other words, when you look at Bloomberg News...
What about when you look at Twitter?
He's a Gentile. Yes, he's a Gentile.
Okay, so one of the largest social media platforms in the world run by someone who is definitively not a Jew.
Are the people running the Chinese social media platforms also Jewish?
No.
Okay.
Is the guy running Telegram Jewish?
Duro?
Telegram?
Yeah.
I never heard of Telegram.
It's one of the fastest growing chat platforms in the world right now. I think it's number one on the app stores.
Is it what, number one? Because it was Signal that was number one. And so is it
number one or number two?
Forth? Yeah, okay.
But it doesn't put holes in my theory at all, because when you look at Wall Street and Washington and the Federal Reserve, the media, Hollywood, and AIPAC collectively, of course there's Gentiles involved in each of those endeavors. But the difference is this. This is the difference.
So it's not a matter of Jewish or Gentile people. It's a matter of people who want power and who are abusing that power, right?
That's what it's always been.
The religion or the nationality or the ethnicity doesn't really seem to be a factor.
But the factor is that the bulk of the people running the world that have all the power are international Jews. That's the problem.
Jack Dorsey was raised as a Catholic.
That's right.
Okay.
He's an exception to the rule. Like I said, I didn't say that everyone is Jewish, but the majority of the players, the important ones, they are Jews, and they control everything.
Would you feel
on.
Better if white Christian men were the only ones in power?
Yes, I would.
Why?
But it doesn't work that way.
White Christian men have historically been pretty reckless with power when they
had it. Look at the Catholic Church. They got plenty of it.
Yes.
I don't know if you noticed, but Hitler was a Catholic.
I know. Of course he was a Catholic.
And the Catholics are one of the largest landowners, from what I understand, out there. They own a ton of property. They, of course, have all kinds of perverted priests who have done all manner of abusing people and gotten away with it.
Yeah, not to mention the exploitative nature of some of their religious practices. That's not to say all of Catholicism or all of Christianity takes part in that, but certainly some of them do, and some sects do. So, Scott, I don't know how to address your conspiracy theory beyond what we did.
Yep.
I mean, it's got some glaring holes. I guess you just wave them away, but we can't. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur Dex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. The only show on national radio where you can call in and talk about anything you want, no matter what it is, even if you just want to rant incoherent. Well, he was coherent, but nonsensically about international Jews or whatever Scott was talking about. 603-283-6160. Just keep it clean. I want to say thank you to Chris R., who is tonight's amplifier. He's also a co-host of the show and a blogger, and he owns the store right next door to my house, which puts a new meaning to the phrase convenience store. I mean, it's freaking amazing. It's my best place to get monsters and cigarettes and energy shots.
All your vices
and wine.
In one place. Yes.
They have good coffee.
And they take cryptocurrency. So, Chris,
and discounted.
Thank you for amplifying the show, but even more than that, thank you for opening a convenience store right next door to my house. Well, we hope you still love the show, and we hope to have you back hosting with us one day when things actually slow down. But I don't know, man. If business picks up, we might not have you here on Free Talk Live again. But continue amplifying the show anyway, because we're with you, and I plan on doing everything I can to keep you guys making plenty of money over there.
I appreciate it.
Let's go to the phones, though. We've got Mike calling from Eastern New Hampshire. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi, guys. I really admire your intellectual capacity and popping out answers to a lot of problems. The reason I'm calling is about 3 months ago, my wife had perked me up to an editorial in the Union Leader by Pat Buchanan. Now, this guy is an excellent historian, and he said there's a big problem with Carmela Harris, where she got her name, I have no clue, in that she is a native-born American, a U.S. citizen, they call it. Problem is, in the Constitution, and you can go, it goes right back to England even, where they disseminate freeloaders and immigrants and so forth on validity of being able to vote and so forth. The native-born is excluded for being a in the presidential position.
Hold on. Are you saying that in the Constitution, Native Americans are prohibited from being president?
Exactly.
That's what he meant by native-born. Thank you. Yeah. I've been sitting here trying to figure out.
Yeah. Well, wait, Aria, here's the thing. There's, And I did not know this, and the average person
I don't recall seeing that
either,
in the Constitution.
You've got a it's very logical to think. To
see, here's the thing. I don't care.
Yeah, would you want to uphold that?
Natural and native is the same thing, right?
No, here's the thing. Like, this goes back to, like, the Barack Obama, where there was all this obsession over, was Barack Obama from Kenya? Remember that?
The media obscured that from the public.
It was obscured, and, you know, maybe it was even true. But the thing is, like, would it really matter if Barack Obama were born in Kenya or was born in Chicago? He's a psychopath either way. And the same thing's
absolutely
true of George W. Bush, and the same thing's true of Donald Trump, and the same thing's true of Joe Biden.
95%.
So it doesn't matter if Kamala Harris isn't the person, the psychopath who's in office. There will be another psychopath instead. If it weren't her, it'd be, you know, Beto O'Rourke or one of these other characters.
I have to say, I also did a quick look into it, and you are incorrect. A Native American is indeed an American citizen. They have been since 1924 when the Indian Citizenship Act was passed.
So it's just a conservative conspiracy.
Not a natural citizen.
Okay. So now you're...
Can I give you guys a location to give a quick read on it?
Is it sourced in the Constitution itself?
I'm not going to spend any time reading it because, honestly, it's not going to make any difference.
No, it is. It is. And it's totally valid. It's called the Daily Bell because when I did a search
it's not the Constitution,
on Native and Natural,
website.
It came up with the Daily Bell.
Okay. Well,
the
there's all kinds of conspiracy theories out there. I mean, really, I don't want any president.
Sure.
I don't want any vice president.
I don't either.
Especially not a cop.
Well, right. And, yeah, that's the reason why this woman is a terrifying person is because she's spent her life prosecuting innocent, peaceful people and putting them behind bars. She's a nut job psychopath.
And now she and Biden want to present themselves as addressing racial inequality in the prison system when Kamala Harris, as the assistant director, the attorney general, that's what I was looking for, put a lot of black people in prison.
Yeah, she didn't lift a finger to do anything about prison inequality while she was in charge.
No, and now she's in charge again, and I don't expect anything different. I don't expect to see any notable prison reform. I think the most prison sentence reform we got is probably going to have come from Donald Trump, and that's terrifying.
Sad. Yeah.
Because there was...
And that was called, like, the first... I think the thing he signed was called the baby step bill or the first step bill. It was just, like, the tiniest little step that you could have taken towards any sort of meaningful prison reform. I mean, it did affect some people's lives. I don't want to take away from that, but it didn't really go very far in any way, shape, or form.
Well, let's keep going. We've got Truth Seeker calling. Truth Seeker, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, thank you. Quick question. If there's more girls than guys, do you say gals or do you say guys?
Whatever you want.
Yeah, I don't care what you say.
Y'all.
There you go.
Y'all, there we go. Yeah, I just want to call about Bitcoin. Peter Schiff is right about one thing, and that's that Bitcoin has never been a currency, it's not a currency, and it never will be a currency, and it doesn't need to be a currency.
Bitcoin was literally used as a currency to buy pizza.
I have used Bitcoin as a currency.
Just because you trade it for something, that doesn't make currency. You can trade almost anything for pizza or other things. That doesn't make it a currency. A good currency has to have low inflation and low deflation. If it has high deflation, that means no one's spending it. And if you look on Twitter, everyone's saying HODL. I mean, almost no one prices their goods and services in Bitcoin, and almost no one spends it. It's literally not a currency, and it doesn't need to be a currency. And it's a misnomer to call it a cryptocurrency. It's a crypto asset.
That's a very Keynesian way of looking at it, and I've got to disagree. Bitcoin isn't deflationary at all. It's inherently inflationary. The only difference is that demand for it is vastly outstripping the level at which it's inflating.
Yeah, it bugs me when people call Bitcoin deflationary. It's like, by definition, it is an inflationary currency. Now, it is true that if somebody loses their keys to their Bitcoin, those can't be recovered. That Bitcoin is gone forever.
Sure, but burning a $1 bill doesn't mean that the USD is deflationary,
right?
It just means that you...
That is a semantics. I mean, you could be correct.
I am correct.
There might be more being lost than there's being created, so maybe deflationary that way. At the least, its inflation rate is far less than fiat currencies around the world by many factors.
I'm not sure whether or not it is, but the demand for Bitcoin absolutely outstrips the inflation levels of Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And Bitcoin is designed to inflate less over time.
That's correct.
But it is certainly inflationary.
Sure. Yeah, it's inflationary in that we can predict almost to the day the inflation rate of Bitcoin, meaning that there's a certain block point at which, and for listeners that don't know, Bitcoin is the relevant technology. One of the relevant technologies behind it is the blockchain. It's a public ledger that's distributed and copied in thousands of locations. At a certain point, once enough blocks are added to the blockchain, the amount of Bitcoin that comes out every 10 minutes, roughly, with every block, the amount of Bitcoin that's mined into existence gets cut in half. It started at 50 Bitcoin per block. It went to 25 a few years later. A few years after that, it went to 12 and a half.
I think it's 5 now, isn't it?
No, it went to 12 and a half, and then it went to 6.25, which is where it is now.
Yeah, okay.
So,
well, back to deflationary and inflationary, though, I have to disagree with you. I mean, an inflationary currency is one that is losing value all the time, correct? And
yes, which encourages people to get rid of it by spending it, which is a Keynesian issue.
A deflationary asset is one that is gaining value.
No, you're misdefining inflation and deflation. You're looking at the prices or the value and determining whether you think it's inflation or deflation, when the reality is inflation is the definition of that is to inflate the supply of money.
Increase the supply of
money. Or to increase, yeah. To deflate is to
That is literally the economic definition of inflation.
Deflate is to decrease the supply of money. Given that Bitcoin is designed to increase in its in its amount, the total amount that's available, it is inflationary.
No, that is not. That's just inflation and deflation are not the same as saying increasing the supply or reducing the supply.
I'm sorry, you don't know what the definition of inflation is, sir.
It literally is, and all economists agree on that particular definition. In economics, I mean, inflation is an increase in the money supply.
Yeah. But they lie to you in government school, which is probably where you learned about it from. So in government school, they tell you that inflation is an increase in the prices, which is not true.
No, it's that's a result of inflation. Mm-hmm. Well, Truthseeker, thank you so much for the call. Interesting economics discussion, but Bitcoin is inherently inflationary. But people want it because it is a good store of value, which you would want a currency to be. But the idea that inflation, that deflation is bad because it discourages spending, means that inflation is good because it encourages spending. And that's Keynesianism, and it's not a good thing for the world as a whole. This is Free Talk Live.
There are lots of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Our podcast has been around since podcasts began, and now the FTL feed is loaded with content besides our full show archives. Did you know that we make it easy for you to customize your podcast subscriptions? We have different feeds, one that includes only our full shows, one with just the Daily Digest, and our main feed that includes everything. You decide what you listen to. It's quick and easy to customize your feeds at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce, and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin, start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.